Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Gugu, over the last month or so, I've actually visited game stores quite frequently to buy TVs and like microwaves and stuff. And one thing I noticed is that those guys are still very reasonably priced. But apparently they're going to be relaunching. Why?
I found this one quite interesting. And maybe it's some context and background is necessary. So as you correctly state, Game is actually one of those stores that's affiliated with Massmart stores. So think Macro, think Boxer. They recently bought Rhino within KZN, if I'm not mistaken. But Massmart used to be listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, but since delisted after Walmart fully bought out the business. Important to note that Walmart is also one of the 700 companies from the US that's actually invested in South Africa. And if anything, they've given us a very clear indication that they're not going anywhere anytime soon. But on that note, as you mentioned, what we have seen is that Game Stores in itself has lost its competitive edge. They did introduce groceries at some point, and that didn't quite work within their product mix to attract the South African market. What they are looking to launch, though, that we have now seen in reports from local property companies known as SA Corporate Real Estate, they mentioned that they are looking now to swap those Game Stores into mini Macro stores. So slightly smaller, a lot more compact, not as large as the warehouse size Macro outlets that many of us would be familiar with in standalone destinations. From what we understand, this is just to improve their competitiveness against some of the likes of Checkers. You would know that Checkers has also beefed up its outlet in terms of home items, such as TVs, as well as other electronics, coupled with the fact that they also have their standalone grocery stores. So there's no clarity or detail as yet as to where these will launch particularly. There is one in the East Rand that's going to be piloted in the province of Gauteng, but they're looking to open up four more of these mini Macro conversions that were previously Game stores. I guess this also improves their footprint in terms of product reach or reach to their customers, but also just improves on operational efficiencies and seeing a range of products that they're able to diversify into and offer to their customer base. So no timelines that have been given since yet, but if you do see or note that there is an old Game store, that might then be translated or moved into a mini Macro store. So I think a nice development that we are seeing in terms of retailers just trying to be a lot more competitive and defensive in terms of their strategy in the country.
Mm. And then, of course, the biggest story of the week, the terrorist fallout. I was highly amused yesterday watching everything happen. NASDAQ down, I think, the most number of points in history. And the president of the U.S. just decided to go play golf.
Dude. You can say that again. I was in my element yesterday, completely excited about the kind of impact that Donald Trump and his tariffs will likely have on the world. And as you've mentioned earlier on to a voice note to one of the listeners, is the fact that largely many of these tariffs actually have a lot of fine print and inner detail that do have certain exemptions for countries like South Africa. And of course, might not actually be able to hold any water in the long term because it's not sustainable, even for the U.S. economy itself. Now, we on Kaya Biz last night had a special broadcast essentially reflecting on the impact it would have on South Africa. Overall, the various experts we spoke to in the mining industry, those from agriculture, trade economists and analysts, have given us some perspective that, number one, this does shift the needle in terms of global trade. It's definitely a great and unique opportunity for us to also reevaluate our trade relationships and key trade partnerships. And most importantly, that we do need to go to the negotiation table with a clear head and solid negotiation structures. There's something that speaks to our relatability or trade relations. And largely because South Africa is a very open economy, about 60% of our economic growth does rely significantly on trade and international partnerships. So we can't really take this relationship with the U.S. for granted. So there are some positive outcomes that will likely come. In terms of the markets, we saw a significant sell-off. And as you state, if I'm not mistaken, what we saw with U.S. equities is the sharpest decline since 2020. So it just shows you the level of anxiety, shock, and frustration, I guess, that many market participants have actually expressed in terms of these concerns. One area of good news, though, that did also come out from the Minerals Council of South Africa, which represents a large number of the mining houses, is that there are certain natural resources that are exempt, largely the platinum group metals. So think gold, platinum, palladium, chrome. these form part of the list of products that we can still export to the US and not experience any backlash on when it comes to the tariffs. It's still interesting to see how it might impact a few other players within the chemicals and mining space, especially Sasol. Their share price fell back by more than 12% yesterday, and that's because they've got some exemptions given their investments in the United States. I can go on and on and on about this one, Zizwe, because there's so many layers to it, including the political game. And also, Trump also saying that this pain on the markets has been self-inflicted. He shared that in a tweet yesterday. So I guess that tells us where his mind is at regarding the market reaction we've seen from the globe.
No, 100%. But to be quite honest, they still got off lightly, because if they were truly to ingest and synthesize the information that Trump disseminated 3 days ago, 2 days ago, their markets should have been down maybe 30 to 40%. You know, even myself as a citrus farmer, I'm looking at it like, ooh, we're going to feel the pain. We're going to feel the pain. But either way, it's all good. We'll just push through. What are the markets looking like in general?
We will push through. Some good news, though. AgriSA did mention that there is some opportunity to find other markets to diversify into, but also seek exemptions in that regard. So hopefully there'll be some progress. The markets expect them to open up in negative territory today. That's a no-brainer, especially given the negative trading that we are seeing coming through from Asian markets, which have already started trading. The JSE All-Share Index will open up from 86,082 points. We have seen some weakness come through in the rand. At one point, we were flirting with the 18.90 and 19 rand level. Now trading at 18.77. To the British pound, we are 24.58, and against the euro, now at 20.81. Gold still holding its solid position, again as a safe haven asset. $3,104 per fine ounce is where it's trading.
Thank you very much. She brings Zakaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.